Blog Talk Radio.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no...
Hey, how you doing? Good day to you. How can I help you? Anybody got a copy? Good day. Can you hear me? I'm not picking you up. It is completely muted. Nothing's coming through. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I have no transmission. Try again. Goodbye.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if I've got... I'm going to go ahead and call him in again. Okay, so this is the way I'm calling. All right. Okay, everybody. Let me try Q one more time, guys. All right. Okay. Let me do that first. And then if not, then I'll have Zaria see if he can bring her through on her phone. So let's bring him through on her phone. So let me just do this one more time. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okie dokie. Let's do it again. I think this will be a success.
Good day. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Very good. I can hear you loud and clear. So I had to use some assistance.
I had to use some assistance this last time.
Oh, okay.
I used some assistance this last time. I didn't think I'd have to try to receive a phone call from you.
All right. Well, I think we're all good to go if that's okay with you. And I did want to ask you, Kiwa, before we begin, would you be willing to do or one or a two-hour show with us today?
It's up to you. Why don't we just see what it feels like? I love the questions, so I don't necessarily understand the format of your show. So why don't we just begin creating, see what we do here?
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, everybody. I've already told people that if they're interested in asking you a question or whatever, that I would go ahead and open up the lines for that. But I do have, prior to bringing in people for the call, I have my own questions. Like I always have questions for Zora, but I do have some questions for you to start the show with. First of all, Q, we love you dearly. All of us, everyone that has been on the internet and moving in this direction, looking at all of the different things that are happening in our world now, politically, energetically, health-wise, etc. So we are very, very grateful for you and the others that you're working with, other entities that are like you, that are here and are assisting all of us at this time. So we're very appreciative of all your work.
Thank you.
So
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So we and
it is
very, very
it's,
much
it is
love
more
you.
it's more that I should be giving thanks, because so many are working so hard, and there's no measurement to explain how much input has gone into where we're at here in this evolution of this version of man. Thank you, though. Thank you very much.
Well, speaking about that, Q, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you just mentioned, all the things that you and the others have been working to be able to bring about a greater, you know, a more rapid evolution for us, for this world.
Very good. Is there any way you can turn the volume up a little bit?
Absolutely. Oh, here. Hold on 1 second. Let me do that. Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, there you go.
That's okay. Much better. Okay, so at any time, if the transmissions are skewed or just fractions, let me know, please. But to answer your question, essentially, this will be a very short version. It may be redundant for the common listeners, but basically this version of humans was designed to allow as little spirit, light body, soul, whatever word you like to use, into this version of humanity, really for the purpose of genetic manipulation of understanding how to map the soul back to source. And those words are always going to be incomplete, but the real goal is, how do we keep a bunch of these individuals at bay while we understand how we map ourselves back to source and light being and or spirit? Because many of the beings that we live with that we may or may not see don't have the same capability as us. And that's a very short version. But this is the planet of duality. At least that would be a generalization that we would use before we got here, is duality that's designed here, whether it's your title, your ownership, your identity, the value systems that are here are all designed to make sure you don't remember you're a soul, you're a spirit. We'll use the internet as an example. The internet is designed to manipulate everyone on the planet. And it's a conscious tracking system with little conscious capability of tracking consciousness, and reinforces our ability to create lack of ability, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we believe we're our identity and someone said something about us the next minute and or created another news story, that's the purpose of the internet. The internet has always been designed to manipulate, understand and control consciousness, and make sure the measurement device, the metrics of and or the continuity of our growth is always, always measured while we are still being controlled. Does that help?
Yes. So,
so that's really what's going on here.
Okay.
Not much.
That's a lot. Okay. So when is this internet? I know they're always talking about there's a fake link and we're going to get rid of mainstream media. When will that all dissolve and be able to, when will that be replaced? I guess it's a better
question. And so, you know, we've spoken enough about timelines. And this is why I do your radio show, and I truly respect and appreciate the vast intelligence of your show. And the people that are listening are very savvy, and you know my answer is going to be, it's going to end as soon as we would like it to.
Of course. That's why I was laughing already. Okay, correct.
Yes.
All right, which is, from many of our points of view, it's not soon enough. That's what some of us are feeling. We're talking about, we're still talking about the majority in terms of the people who have been able to raise their vibrational frequency, their frequency level.
Is that true, or is that a perception that you have?
That's my.
Now ask yourself this. Where would your measurement tool come from? And it will be exactly from the tool that you believe is something you can trust. And that would be the internet.
Yeah.
It goes right back in full circle. So,
yeah.
And so what's really exciting is where we're at in our evolution. The hijacked word, as I've said on other shows, is ascension. The reality of ascension is that you can ascend immediately. And where I come and go, so I come down to a lower frequency to your show now, but when I'm not on these shows, I'm at a higher frequency, and I don't even observe any of the events that you all talk about. And that's why I do these shows. So I go back and forth, and I go, okay, so why do they believe that? Well, they keep looking at a screen that tells them that this is true when their universe is really within their peripheral vision right now. Now, whether they want to create it or not is really up to them. And that is, you know, very, very, very vast, contentious conversations I've had with many advanced people, individuals, regarding, are we going to allow free will to manage our lives? Because that's our God-given and or source-given tool to have free will to create whatever we want. And I will always defend free will.
Sure.
So I know some things don't go over too well here. You know, I've had many conversations with many people, but at the end of the day, if I don't get to have my own free will, what do I really have then?
Okay.
And duality is part of it. And I'm sorry, but duality is part of it. And we created duality, whether individuals like to understand or not. But, you know, duality creates a lot of exploration, a lot of experiences. I know duality has gotten a little heavier hand here, but duality is an outstanding tool to understand yourself, experience yourself.
And when do you think that most people will have, that will come an end for most people on this planet?
13 seconds ago.
Okay, never mind. I got it. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that answer. I think we get that.
I know it sounds flip. It's up to each and every one of us. And that's why, that's why I do these shows. It's very exciting for us to get our feet underneath ourselves and make our own decisions. We must do our own exercises, our own work on how we understand what our free will is. That's my best answer.
Okay. All right. On another topic then, when we're talking about free will and going within to be able to find the source that is within us already and utilizing the power that we have to be able to create a better life or a better next second or so, what are the things that you would recommend that people can do right now other than the commands that you've given us? We love the commands. The commands are very powerful for all of those that have been using it. Besides the commands, isn't there like books we can read? No, I don't want to talk about books, but a meditation that we can kind of, utilize to kind of help us in that regard. And I know you've spoken about the Tao and being in the balance. And of course, in this world, it's difficult to do that because we're in and out of balance almost all the time.
Okay, so define better. Okay, I won't let you answer that. Let's say, what is better to you and what is better to your partner, to me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we can't really define better. We can only define individually what we prefer. And so if we prefer to using someone else outside of ourselves to coach us on how we're going to find what we prefer, you'll notice that it's always outside yourself. And so your question in its integrity is now designed for me to tell individuals what they prefer when it's always, always, always going to be up to the individual to decide what they prefer and creating their own universe. And I guarantee you circumstances don't matter but I do guarantee your state of being does. And that's how you get to the place of bliss in a synchronistic process. Okay, so I'll fill in the gaps a little bit more here. My apologies for being a little vague.
Thank you.
The only reason I have, say, the moxie to talk about these concepts is because I got all my memories back. And everybody on this call is going to get their memories back, purely because you're talking to a frequency that has all their memories back. You're going to get all your lifetimes back. You're going to understand exactly what it was like to live at very high dimensions. You'll know its sources. Everyone is going to get it back just like me. Here's what it looks like when you live at a higher frequency. You don't do anything you don't want to. You only do what you really, really are inspired and excited to do. That's it. That's how simple it is, and that's why it's so difficult here. And that's the only reason I'm here. So the reason I'm doing these shows is to remind everybody what they already know. And that's exactly why I will never accept one penny for explaining that I have my memories back. And the brutalization here was designed so you wouldn't get your memories back. All the duality here is so you don't remember who you are. That's it.
And so in order to remember all of our memories back is to continue doing
mm-hmm.
what we are inspired to do, and that would be it. And then that will bring all of our frequencies on a higher level every time we do that, and yeah, every time we do that and not think. I don't know, but we have to think about it in terms
That's
of
right.
What we
so,
are.
So notice that every one of your questions so far, this is not derogatory, every one of your questions is designed on a belief in the past.
Yes.
And a belief that everybody has. And that is not true. Because nothing exists up until this very second. In fact, this very second is already gone.
Correct. That's very true. We understand. Except that we...
I know. And that's why I do this show, because I know everyone listening is very savvy.
Okay. I think I'm going to, pretty soon I'm going to open up the lines. I was wondering if you could give us, you had said that you do work with other beings that are at the same level that you are at already
mm-hmm.
that are here as well in form.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you could tell
mm-hmm.
us about them, or are they just basically the same as you and just kind of working in synchronicity with wherever they're needed?
Okay. Do you want to get more specific, or am I getting... getting set up here.
Oh, we would never set you up.
Okay, I'll lend a hand. You want me to lend a hand?
Please.
Okay. All of us will. I'll give a couple clues without creating beliefs to the best I can with a language system. That is, as I've stated on other communications, is my arch nemesis. This is a very poor language. The English language is completely designed to undermine your thoughts and implement black magic in most cases, but your intentions can override it. So don't get me wrong. The intentions can, complement some of these very, very awful words, but here's the best I can do is there are beings here that are redundantly walking in even after they've died, and they are supporting the cause. And so when, as I get 100% chills to my body, I will assure you that when Source comes to a location with great intentions, it's like a mother's womb. It surrounds the entire space, and it infiltrates as many, many, many beings that are capable and ready to receive it. And I can assure you that many people are receiving that energy right now as we all feel the chills together.
Yes. That's beautiful, Kira. Thank you.
So we are on attendance. We are taking great attention to everyone here, everything here, and things are changing, don't you think?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hope that helps.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful mm-hmm. Frequencies that we all just received. Very, very warm. So,
I'm sorry I focused it on you. I'll ask permission next time. I'm supposed to ask permission. My apologies.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter. You don't need our permission. It's very, very welcomed because we know who.
Yeah, it goes, you know, that's a great example. It ramps up and ramps down as you're ready for it. And it's quite exciting to understand the flow of energy from source, but I assure you it is instant whenever you're ready for it.
Wow, that's great. So we're always ready for our cue.
Exactly.
That.
And that's why I get tired of hearing myself. Well, I'm waiting for everybody. I'm like, okay, what's taking so long? I thought, you know, I've had this conversation with other people. I'm like, okay, so it's like right here, so don't you just do it? Okay, well, I guess we'll go to the football game instead. Okay, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Pass me a beer. Pass me a beer. It'll be fun.
Okay. So how about we do this? I'm going to open up the lines now, Q. So let's just see what people have. Yeah, this will be fun. So thank you for that. It's a beautiful beginning. All right. So
no, thank you. I mean, it's my great honor. It's my great privilege to get to do this. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We love you. Anytime. So our first caller is 208, ending in 8394. Just let us know who you are. So, okay. Yes, you're first.
Hi.
Hi. Yes.
Jane,
Connie.
It's Connie, and from Idaho. Oh, hey, you know, this whole conversation is just taking my breath away, and all I can think about is I want more. Please give me the lesson. Where can I go find my mentor?
Ah.
I would go look in the mirror.
Well, I don't. Okay. All right. I'll try that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sending lots of love to Jane and Q. Okay.
And to
okay. Let me answer the question a little better. How about this? Okay. So all the questions you have. So it sounds like the caller is hung up. Is that correct?
No, I'm still there.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. So all the questions you have, you can go to the mirror and you can ask yourself by looking in the eye, forgive me if this was redundant, and you can say, am I happy with that choice? All right. Now, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're going to feel an answer that did not come from your brain. So as an example, look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm really happy with my relationship with my partner. And or any choice in your life. And there is your mentor, the God source energy within you. And you will, it's impossible now with this evolution of humans. They are not capable of lying to themselves now because of how much we've evolved. And that's always going to be your best partner. You don't need anybody else to mentor you. You don't need a book. You just literally, the more you work with yourself, so if you want to look yourself in the mirror, I guarantee you, you cannot lie to yourself. Does that help?
Yes, I know what you're saying. You can't lie to yourself. I mean, I know. I mean, I feel it if I'm lying to myself. So, yes, you're right.
Now, the real question would be, how do I apply it to my real-time lifestyle? How do I make decisions that are only based on my real-time explanation, experience, inspiration, joy, and excitement of my true self? That's really the real trick here is, how am I going to stay on point with my authentic self, which is really my highest excitement? That might be a better question. And so it's a little dance there that the more you work with yourself, the farther away you're going to get from mind choices and inspiration choices. The inspiration choices are going to lead you more and more. In fact, the point really is you're already asking the question should teach you that you've made an incredible advancement, an incredible use of your skills already. So you should be fabulously excited of the accomplishment you're at right now because you're already recognizing the delta, the difference.
Oh, thank you. You've just made my day. You've just made my day. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you, Jean.
That was a beautiful question. Thank you.
Yes.
That was a beautiful question for everyone. Yes. Okay. I do have a tag-on question that in regards to what Pawnee just said. So we're talking about relationships. So let's just say we have someone who lives with someone who's not as awake as you are, and you're there because you want to assist them. And so sometimes when you assist someone, it takes away from your inspiration, your joy. So how do you bring that both together? How do you work with that? I guess is a good question.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me translate that question as I understand it. How do I make someone believe what I believe? That's what I got from your question. I want them to be where I'm at. I would like them to understand what it's like to be where I am, what I am, how I am. And by the way, this is the best way to be. And when are we going to get there together?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
This is not a term to be flip with. That's not flip. It's just we're all graduating at our own time and our own beliefs. And maybe many individuals possibly on this planet would really enjoy living under a rock down by the river in a van. Maybe they enjoy that. That's my best joke today. Sorry.
Okay. So what are the answers? Yes.
Exactly the answer I just gave the last person, and that is, how can you tell someone what their beliefs are? They have to understand what their truth is. And I know it sounds redundant. I know there's been 1,000 other preachers, but it's just that's why it's so difficult. It is super simple. What do you prefer here? There's so many choices. If you prefer to be a ding-dong, who's to say what a ding-dong is?
Yeah, but
that's the best I can do.
Yeah. But if you live with someone who is really opposite of you, I mean, you have to come to some sort of you've got to come to terms with yourself.
Now there's a better question. There is a very good question there. Now, why would you live with someone that you don't prefer? Now, that might be the better question.
Yes.
So I don't prefer living with people who are stone dead, not enlightened. When I go back to the beginning here, pretending to remember what I even said, it's the consciousness is so powerful now. Spirit, light, body in you is so powerful now, you can create your own universe. So if you would like to live in a universe, I guarantee you, I go back and forth continuously. If you'd like to live in a universe where the ding-dongs live, you're going to get it. If you'd like to live at the higher frequencies, you can do it right now. Everyone's already capable of ascension. End of story. It's up to you right now. That's why I'm here. That's why I claim to be a transition specialist. I'm reminding everyone of what they already know.
Okay. Well, you certainly are an excellent transition specialist. Yes. All right. All right. We're going to go with our next caller, and that is 732 ending in 3147. Please let us know who you are.
Yes, I'm JJ from the East Coast.
Okay, JJ.
It's an honor to hear you two for the first time. I'm on a few other conference calls where I never did hear you, and everybody knows about Q, and they follow Q, but nobody knows exactly who Q is in identity as a person who speaks and talks live to to people like you do here. It's a mystery to them. They are in the dark thinking Q consists of a group of many superior beings who tell the future on things. And how do I get you to exist to them like you do here in communication? Do you go on other conference calls, or how do I send people to you?
Thank you very much for that question. Very common. I'm going to answer it in a couple compartments, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, so what we decided before we got here was we use the coaching of Jesus, many other individuals, and one of the identifiers we identified as being a problem was fake gods, fake say there was always something here in duality that could compromise say the teachings of Jesus as an example. So as soon as there was identity, you could create demarcation lines. You could create many different tools to say, I don't believe in what that person's saying. I don't believe in what that being's saying. And essentially, we focus on 2,000-year earmarks. So you'll notice that this is about very similar. So this is basically a group of source. So source is a very broad statement, but for the ease of time, source comes to this region to support and assist. So when you say entities, it's just a vessel, a human being that has more capability, use Jesus as an example, less DNA restricting the light being coming into the body. Okay, so the vessels that were designed here, the humans that were designed here, predominantly were designed to not receive very much of their light body. And you call them DNA and chakra systems. All your chakras should be all in one pocket in your body. They're all spread out now as an example. So there's nothing special about me versus you. It's just I have less restrictions so that I can bring in the energy and or the consciousness, the information. So I will remind everybody, before you got into this vessel, there's not one thing you did not know about the universe. You knew everything. There's not one single item you did not create in this universe. Now, in this body, this is the only time you get to experience what it's like to be in this body. So all that knowledge you had was all out there that you created as source and God energy. But you did not have the experience of what it's like to be an eagle, a person, a rock, a tree, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're asking questions about identity, you're going to lose me very quick because I don't believe I have my identity because I have the memory of a million, million lifetimes. So that's why I kind of chuckle when people say, can you tell me where my birthplace is in the universe? And I say, why would that be important when I know you've been alive for a million, million years? And your real identity is growing our universe and experiencing the next choice you make right now. And it's so exciting and amazing that we have this capability. But I will get it a little more narrowed down for the purpose of entertainment and fascination. Essentially, I predominantly only work with one individual. I have to work with the most psychic people on the planet, which is a very poor term for the people that have the most capability of qualifying who I am, validate my information. They can discern. They are not capable of being lied to, much like the people who are on this call, just like Jane and Billy, just like yourself. Essentially, I've only worked with Jane and Billy because they're the most psychic people I can find. I can discern their truth. I can discern their capabilities, because I have less restrictions in my DNA and in my vessel. The other person I work with is Ted Marr, and he has a radio show redundantly. We've done approximately 2 years of the history on how we came here and we evolved, why we're here, et cetera, and here's the short version. There's three of us that act as a transmitter. One's a transmitter, one is a receiver, and one is a ground. We take the same consciousness, We're all in three different bodies in very key areas, in very key geographies, and we transmit our consciousness back to a light vessel that is from source. That source information is then sent back to the planet with a tool called a gateway. It's crystalline technology, much like what's in your body. And that gateway is put into a computer and some very interesting people. Maybe they will be the military. May they be the families, sacred families that were already designated here. And they're extrapolating the information of all consciousness on this planet. As I said before, there is no way to lie on this planet anymore. So all consciousness right now can be received and transmitted to and from source redundantly. That was not always the case here. You cannot lie to yourself anymore, and no one can lie to anybody else anymore. I didn't say they want to try. I'm saying you're just not going to be capable of getting away with it. That's why we're here. Does that help?
Very awesome answering. Thank you, Q. Thanks, Jane.
You're welcome. Okay, that was beautiful. Again,
great.
All right, everybody. Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Q. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Next caller is 858, ending in 2033.
Good afternoon, Q and Jane. This is Dr. Dow, and I just have a simple question for you. Why do you call yourself Q?
We'd like to call me the person with no name, but nobody would know what direction.
No, that letter.
Very good. the very first name when we gave me a title in the universe, this is pretty normal, pretty standard. Your very first incarnation into the multiverse and the universe, you did designate a spirit name to yourself. And the reason we don't give my full name is because it's actually the most dangerous thing you can do in the universe because of the amount of technology, black magic, to assign, say, overlays on your name that has the same name associated with your spirit.
True.
So there's approximately four people who know my real name.
Does the letter Q mean anything to you, or is it just an anonymous letter that you chose that has to do with nothing at all?
Incorrect. We used the first letter of my spirit name, which is not in this language, to recognize other individuals on the planet over millenniums. So you'll notice that the Q letter has value in this alphabet. But more importantly, when we were communicating with individuals, you must remember that we worked at a level where we believed we were talking to Neanderthals. And so they needed an identity and a direction for which the information was coming from. That's the only reason we use the letter Q, is what direction is the communication coming from, and here's why. When you live at higher frequencies and you digest information as you are now, it has nothing to do with these words. Because when you evolve and you mature and you grow up, so to speak, this is not a flip statement, the frequencies in which transmit through my body are my true identity. And that's how you understand your natural telepathic abilities, your natural digestion of information. Is this something I resonate with or is it not? So this version of humans is an infant in most cases because they cannot read frequencies. They cannot see frequencies. They cannot see soul overlays, and they cannot understand the transmission of light, body, harmonics that I'm giving to you right now.
Well,
does that make sense?
First, when I heard the letter, when I heard your name, Q, was that I immediately got a feeling or a sense that maybe you're the master of questioning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. I believe we're finally getting somewhere as I truly, truly believe that I have great, great honor and thanks for that unbelievable fascination and substantiation. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was amazing. You answered questions so well.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very, very good. Thank you. All right. Let's go on to our next. That was excellent. Here we go. Everything, all of your questions are, all of our questions are really excellent for each other. So here we go. Next one is 954, ending in 3864. Hello?
Hello?
954, ending, yes, you're on the air with Q.
Oh, hello, Q. Hello, Quasar. Greetings. I have a question. I've been hearing that the Earth is oval, like a ball, and I've also heard that the Earth is flat. Now, which of these statements are true?
Okay, what do you believe? Okay, so again, as now I'm called the master of questions, this should be a question for you now. What do you feel is the truth from your inner core?
Well, I always felt that it was round like a ball.
Okay, now why do you believe that? Where did you get your information from?
Well, that's what I was taught when I was growing up.
Where was your teachings delivered from?
I don't know.
There we go. No. That's why we're all here, putting our feet underneath ourselves. Okay, so did our teacher go outside the universe and look back at the universe and say, well, it's round, so that's the way it's going to be, so let's teach everybody that?
No, I don't think they actually experienced that, as far as I know.
Right. All right, so I will help you do your own homework, and it is a fun question, because there are planets, excuse me, locations in the universe that are flat. But here's how you can validate the question you gave me. When you sit with an airline pilot and you ask him how he navigates around the planet, ask him the difference between true north and magnetic north. And ask him why there is a difference. And then the next time you find a merchant mariner, a ship's captain that sails around the planet, there's your clue, ask him the difference between magnetic north and true north, and then you will get your answer. The Earth is round, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, the Earth is round. Okay.
Just like every cell in your body.
Yes. That's what I was thinking myself. A drop of water is round, and so forth. And I was wondering how come they figure the Earth is flat.
Yes. In this universe, this area of the universe, the only true math that should be explained, I will get many, many controversies when I say my next statement. The only true math in this section of the universe, this portion of the multiverse, is geometry. So every cell of your body is designed just like a Merkaba. And every planet is designed like a Merkaba. But there are multiverses where you can segregate the Merkaba, let's say geometry, and you can contort them and do many things. But this area of the universe, or this multiverse, area of the multiverse, is designed to be all geometry based. Water molecules, blood cells, skin cell, everything is geometric.
Okay, excellent. All right, shall we go on to our next question? Okay, thank you. That was also quite revealing. Thank you for that, Q. Our next caller now is 570, ending in 7933.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Q.
Great day to you. Thank you for allowing me to be in your space.
Yes, yes. I was hoping to do this with Ken together in three-way because, boy, do I have so many questions for you. And, of course, we ask them to ourselves. Everything is frequency-based, so it feels to me that the questions are the key. And it's very interesting that this man brought that up because exactly what I was wanting to talk about. Because, yes, you are extremely good at articulating the questions to get the person to even be in the space of the frequency to be able to find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's thank you for that. And I've been sitting here enjoying this. I was like, oh, I'm going to be real spacey when they ask me questions because I was tuning in to everything. But the question is, Ken and I have been doing a lot of work clearing people with you name it. And we're really trying to help a lot of people clear these, I mean, call it whatever you want, attacks and frequencies, information, you name it, whether it's from DNA, bloodline, ancestry. Yeah, it's all created by our thoughts. At what point? And then there's just so many questions I have for you. So, but I don't need to say any more because you know what to say. So I'll leave it go. You can see what you think about it.
Okay, I don't think that's your first problem.
You know.
I don't know. I just experienced.
Very true. It's
just totally loaded. What is your question? Because it sounds like you've already found the answer.
Yeah, I that's why I said what I said, because you were going to say that. It's,
so you found it's really the call is what I'm feeling. So when you get a lot of your, it's a beautiful call, by the way. So the purpose of this call, you can validate that if you want, but to find camaraderie, this is exactly what's going on here. We're all remembering, okay? And you're going, I want to call this guy with one letter in the alphabet because I resonate with his information that I already understand, and I'm now remembering that I don't need anybody else's help. You're excited about helping people. That's your excitement. That's all you need.
Yep.
And it is very true because you do, yes, because you know the answer to every question is a matter of, it's just a matter of asking the right question.
It's learning your question. Okay, so when you,
communicate with me, and this is why I do these, this is why I do a lot of these calls, is we're basically communicating without language more and more, okay? And so the reason that I'm, thank you for validating me. So when you use your harmonics in your voice, it's just natural for me to realize that this is a gentleman who just wants to relate to someone who's at the same level he's at and understands that there's others out there and we're all putting this together the best we can on our own and with some help and support, but you can feel the camaraderie just with our vocal cords, our harmonics, without using the words.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense?
It was a symphony.
Very good. We can't help but find each other in each lifetime. Eventually, we find each other, even though it seems like a long time. It's not. It's only a couple minutes, actually. We go, hey man, I don't prefer this. And so that's the real trick going on here is we're all just right next to each other, and then we go, well shit, why don't we just go over there? Okay. Here we are.
Cool.
And it's done.
It's just like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that's why you're seeing a lot of these collaboration centers. A lot of people call them healing centers. I don't agree with that. I think you can always be healed instantly. But the collaboration centers, you're noticing everybody has more desire to do that, find their own people. It's really just to be with like-minded higher frequency beings. You're going to see more and more of that because we won't stand for the lower frequency events anymore.
And you know what I just picked up from you? You wanted to call them belief centers.
I really want them to be collaboration centers.
Believing. Yeah.
Yeah, collaboration centers. Whatever you'd like to prefer. You know, all these words are just awful here, in my opinion. But you know, it's the choice centers. You could use 100 words. It's like, hey, maybe there's 100 in your town, and you don't even like half of them. But either way, it's another belief system and or choice center or love potion number 9 center. I don't care. I mean, it's just.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't really matter.
Yes, agreed.
Okay.
Well, I could talk to you forever, but we should give someone else another chance. Thank you very, very much. And
don't worry, we'll get more chances. You know how it works now.
Deep blessings and thanks from my heart.
Beautiful day to you. Beautiful day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was beautiful again. All right, next caller is 650 ending in 9187.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Here you are. Hello.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Q.
You are?
Goodness, I'm really enjoying the call. My name is Lori.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the San Diego area. I had a question. In the beginning of the call, Q, you mentioned that other individuals, there are other individuals that don't have the same capabilities as us. And I always thought that everyone has the same capabilities. It's just that they're not awakened to their capabilities. Or not.
Okay, very good question. Outstanding question. Define awakened.
Aware.
Aware of what?
Everything and anything.
Okay. So what stops them from being awake and aware of everything?
Themselves.
What is themselves? See, you're going to get right back to the beginning. What is themselves? Okay. So the question might be a better
way.
Okay. So let's start in what is ourselves. And that separation. Yep. So that. There you go. So you're 100% correct. Recognizing and receiving all of your consciousness is really what I would explain the question to be is, how come I can't get all of me, in this body? That's really what's going on. Now, I can go to great lengths to explain to you how when I came into this body, I was tortured tremendously for decades. And the torture was mind control, MKUltra, the space programs, the aliens that time regressed me multiple times. I assure you that I have the answer for you regarding the reason we're not all awakened is because they created a genetic version of us that does not have the capability to receive all of us. And that's why I was tortured for decades and decades.
Mm.
Now the best person and most of us are, and the best person to learn about that genetic manipulation on this planet is probably Stuart Swerdlow. His books are the closest to, his name is Stuart Swerdlow, and he is probably the has done the most writing about how genetic manipulation occurred, why it occurred, and what the agenda was around it. You're living in a human being on this planet Earth, and you are the seventh version of humans, arguably. This is the seventh version.
Fascinating.
Excuse me. Yes. Q, could you spell the last name for everyone?
S-W-E-R-D-L-O-W, Swerdlow.
Oh, thank you.
You betcha.
Didn't spell that correctly. Thank you so much. Beautiful, wonderful. I'm really enjoying the call.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. I think I missed someone up here, so let me go ahead and bring this person through. This person is, all right, 208, ending in 7602.
Greetings. My name is Mary, and I wanted to ask you a question. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And it's a little similar to the previous caller, but I want to find out, because I know that in myself, I have always had such a strong free will and such power in that, without being, you know, belligerent about it with other people. But how is it that, and I forgot to let you know my name, I'm Mary and I am from Idaho. How is it that I have derived this power to understand truths that are important, and such as, you know, I've never gotten a vaccine since maybe my mother got me the chicken pox, but in my adult life, how does that occur? How does the free
will? Okay, very good. I understand. Yeah, I understand the question. Okay, so how do you know that you know that you know? Right?
Well, because
how do you know your inner truth? No, this is not a real question. This is the question that I'm going to ask the question about. Is that okay?
Sure.
I get to have fun too. Okay, so the question would be, how did I get so much capability of knowing authentic truth? That was my authentic truth, and everybody else around me has been hoodwinked. But I seem to just go through this. Is that a fair question? About the question?
Sure, because I knew from the beginning I was not going to get the vaccine.
Right. All right. Right.
I
yeah.
knew that
okay,
I
good.
Loved President Trump and that he won the election.
Okay. It's perfect that you. Okay. So this is exactly why I'm doing these shows as we transition. You're not going to be able to lie to anybody anymore. You're not going to be able to lie to yourself anymore because your discerning tools. Okay, so here's how the woo-woo club, as I call it, has been compromised. The psychic club, one of the worst words on the planet for me, that's a very good psychic as an example. I hate that term. When you get all of your tools back, clairaudience, clairvoyance, telepathy, empathy, empathicness, pick all the words that have been taught to you that are siloing your true tools, you'll realize that as we grow out of the filter of this version of humans' DNA, the DNA is filtering how much soul can be in you. As it evolves, you get more of all your tools back. Okay, so here is a clue. Why do you, everything is geometric in this universe. Okay, I assure you. But why does the DNA look like a broken ladder that is not geometric? Okay, so when you look at imaging of DNA, it's fractured. And that fracturing is designed to make sure you don't receive all of the light being, source, spirit, whatever word you like, into your body so that you can have all of your consciousness. Now, some of us, we may be Scandinavian, we may be Native American. Some of them have blended our consciousness with genetic versions of good, let's say, combinations. So I can assure you, a Native American who's with a Scandinavian genetics, you'll notice that they evolve very quick. And then you'll notice that the black culture and everywhere around the planet, pretty hard to lie to those people. But you'll notice that there's some genetics you can sell them a grain of sand for $1 million. So that's some of the, and so you see it in your real life every day, and it's really, the starting point should be, if I came into the universe and I knew everything, why is it I don't know everything now? And so that's why I do my best to explain. There's not one thing you didn't know here. The only thing you didn't know was what it was like to be you right now. That's it. And so it gets a lot easier once you realize I already knew everything. There's nothing to learn. The only thing to do here is to experience what it's like to be you. So if you're a babbling idiot now with only two strands of DNA, that is an experience you are actually enjoying for whatever purpose you want to enjoy as that experience. And I assure you, you live around a lot of babbling idiots, as you mentioned before.
Certainly, certainly. But
it's a great, it's a magical, it's a magical experience. You have to admit, it's a magical experience.
You know that you know.
There you go. No, this is my favorite one so far. Here's my favorite one so far. I know that I know, and you know that you know.
That's wonderful.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. My goodness, Q. I think it's just going to continue here. So.
Well, it looks like the call's over with, isn't it? I mean, we've had enough, haven't we? We answered all the questions already. All the questions are answered, aren't they?
No, but they do. Everyone just loves to listen to you and, of course, to be able to, you know, receive all that power and that energy.
All right. All right. Let's keep going.
Really,
huh?
Beautiful. Ah, you're so sweet. All right. Okay. So let's go ahead to the next question. And the next question is coming from 970 ending in 1197. 1197.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jane, and thank you so much, Q. This is like the most amazing gift. And you said something a few moments ago that my whole inner soul really heard for the first time and believed was that we are really, truly awakening now. After lifetimes of my story, of lifetimes, just seeing a lot of struggle and pain and all the 3D, whatever was going on, and people not knowing the truth of who they are, just praying, can we do it this time? And what I've gotten from you is we are. We are. And I thank you so much. My question, though, I really get all of this and claiming and opening to my heart and frequency and the truth and allowing and not being in fear, being in gratitude and in the moment. The one that has me stuck, Hugh, and I think it just pushes lots of buttons, is this whole thing with the vaccine and the fact that now they're saying even people that didn't make the choice, it's hard enough to see family members or those that you love that you had no control and of what they did or not. But then it's like even if you chose not to take it, that it can even invade and take you. So I think it just brings up lifetimes where people were killed or tortured or wherever we were, and it's just, I'm just asking for your help to find some clearing of this and fear of this.
Help in what?
Huh?
Help in what?
Help in I'm having a difficult time clearing
what?
Grief.
Okay,
about
clearing
it.
What? Forgive me, I'm going to ask questions so I can learn. Clearing what, though?
Oh, no. Clearing the fact that people, that this darkness or this whatever we call it.
Okay, so you believe there's people you believe there's people inoculating themselves with poisons right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and have you seen them get inoculated with poisons?
No.
You have not seen it. So how do you know it exists?
Because the people, if you say close to me, they tell me they were vaccinated.
Okay, very good. And do they know what was put into their body?
No, they didn't check it out at all.
Very good. So now what is your real question?
I guess I just want to hear another view
Okay, so the question should be, is that the question is actually backwards. Forgive me.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be flip. I'm doing my best to be efficient. The question should be, why did my best friend go and believe that an email was sent to me that if I don't get poison put into me, define poison, by the way, anything outside myself needs to be put into me, otherwise I may not survive. And how did they get to that belief center is the real question.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have any fear over someone else's choices. So that's number one, where does fear live? Okay, it lives in the past because you're now associating yourself with the past choices. I am scared about all my friends and what they chose. Okay, now I'm going to give you an example. When you live in higher frequencies, your highest excitement, your highest joy, whatever word you want to use, when you have more spirit in you, here's what it looks like. I don't really care because I don't remember anything I said. I don't remember anything that happened. You must realize that this is a universe you're creating in real time, and so are they. If they want to create a third dimensional choices, they can do it. That's their free will. That's how powerful free will is. I didn't say that's a great choice. I'm just saying, how are you going to be in a higher frequency, higher dimension, your true self, if you keep sustaining the past in your day-to-day choices? Nothing exists ever except you going to experience your next choice. And so we cannot enjoy fear anymore, okay? There's no such thing.
No.
Because it's based on a judgment that's already happened. And how much has already happened? Everything. And when was it? It was in the past.
Right.
Why do you think when you go to the grocery store, they keep bringing up World War II, JFK, and Princess Diana, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? They want you to believe in the past. So these are it's all a propaganda war here. Now, if you lived on a farm, everything's here is alien. Don't forget, everything here is alien. Your genetics were designed by aliens. All of the abductions that happen here are literally almost every 10 minutes. Here's what I love to explain to people. Prove to me the voice in your head you can turn off. Now, I have a great luxury because I was abducted so much by the U.S. military and the secret agencies of this planet and aliens. And what they did to me was put voices in my head, and then they manufactured voices in everyone's head continuously. And that's why you're holding a machine that's designed to transmit voices in your head, creating more fear, belief. I think that happened. I'm not sure it happened, but I'm worried about it. And I don't think I want it to happen again. I hope it doesn't happen again. Oh, my God, it's happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was me having fun again. Okay, so in all seriousness, what we're doing here is remembering not to remember. It doesn't matter. It's already gone. And so the goal of the, I think the latest favorite word I have, Mr. Globaloney, the globalists on this planet love to keep suspending the past. That's why you have newspapers. You get another bill in the mail. You have another email, another text. The computer, the iPhone, all of them are designed to suspend the past. Duality is designed by the dark. I do not name aliens, but the dark loves to make sure you keep thinking about things that have already happened, and already happened. And I'll show you a trick to remove it right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is not a trick. This is actually you doing this with you. Where are you located geographically?
Colorado.
And what area of Colorado?
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, are you sitting down?
I am.
Is it okay to come in your space?
Yes, please.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Okay, just easy here. Hang on. Okay, let me find you real quick. Okay, five. You only get as much as you're ready for, ready? Okay, five,
okay.
Four, three, two, one. Okay, now. Okay, here we go. Okay, repeat after me, please. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts in my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put them into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts in my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put them into my heart.
Okay, it's going to be stronger now. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
Take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts in my head.
And put them into my heart.
And place them into my heart.
Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1.
Now. Okay. Second wave's coming in. I'll wait for you real quick here. Okay, there we go. Okay, now, try and think. That's a good answer. Okay, so this is our normal state of being, and I've done this on Billy and Jane's show before, so notice that all that stuff's gone now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is where I live. This is where I
dream of flow.
Yeah, so this is where I live, wondering why I never, I'm here with everybody going, how come you guys don't live here with me? I'm like waiting for everyone. And it's basically like a muscle and you exercise it, but how do you feel?
Right. I feel just light and free and in my heart.
Right.
And
that's really the proof. That's really the proof that I want everyone to exercise with is to show you that when you remove the restrictions of the DNA, you bring in more of your light body, it will only grow. And you don't have to be a spastic idiot verbally commanding your spirit every day. I know it sounds absurd, but you're actually just talking to yourself. That's all you're doing. And you're saying, hey, can I just get a little more me in me? That's all you're doing. Did I answer your question?
Oh my gosh, more over and above.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Bless you. Thank you so much, Q, with all my love
you
and
betcha.
All of our love.
Very good.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Q, we've got like 4 more left. Do you want to try to get everyone in?
Oh. Four more? No problem. This is easy. Easy. I love it.
Okay.
As long as there's no questions about the lottery, I'm good.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Next one is 808, ending in 8315. Hello, and welcome. Tell us who you are. Your question with Rick.
I am.
Go ahead.
I am Kayla, calling from Hawaii.
Okay, Tara.
And I am grateful for all your time and your love. And my question is, Q, for some time, what has been coming to me has been patterns, shapes, colors. Mostly the shapes that are coming to me are the shape of hearts. They come at different times and different I'm in different places in different times. Just randomly things come to me in the shape of heart specifically more than anything. So my question is, what is coming to me and what do I do with it?
Okay. So I'm not real popular when I answer these questions, but I will say it one more time at the risk of being redundant, when did this happen?
This has been happening, I would say, for the past, to give it a time frame, this has been happening for the past 10 to 12 years.
It's been happening in the past 10 to 12 years. And when is the past?
Well, the past is...
Do you get the joke yet?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I'm going to say it again, that most individuals, you notice that the last individual I worked with could remove their thoughts from their head because they don't understand that the fear, the past is designed to keep you in the past. All right. Now, when you grow your capabilities, more of your tools, you are going to get abducted in different ways. Okay? So the abduction process is very sneaky. Okay? And observe it in real time. So I have the luxury of coming and going approximately 150 times a second. Okay? So I'm a little different, and that's why I'm very patient, because I can see them cutting and pasting time. So when your thoughts are yours, in most cases, people can't tell the difference between thoughts that aren't theirs. So you keep getting visions of hearts and circles. I can assure you the agencies that abducted me, Stuart Swordlow, Max Steele, many, many, many others, the visions that you would install in us were overlays of actual entities stealing our energy centers. So if you're sustaining past visionary implementation, I will not speak out of turn, but Jane knows someone that lives with her that has the same problem. What they're able to do is install visionary beliefs redundantly based on what you believe, your past, whatever it is. Here's your real clue. Can I stop thinking? And we already know the answer.
Yes.
Okay. So if you can't stop thinking, this is how subtle the abductions are. They can literally create timelines so that you will go into a belief system, a reaction, an emotion. Look at the people around you. It's not necessarily you they want to abduct. They want the timelines of other individuals associated with the lawsuit or the car crash. Many, many reasons, many emotions you can carry through in your life. I assure you, if you can't stop seeing little pink hearts, you're being abducted. Because you should be able to stop thinking, envisioning, traveling. If you are meditating, which I am understanding now, this is how you meditate too, you use your mind instead of your heart center. When you meditate and pray with your mind, you just substantiated why they created all of these religions. Of course, I'm very popular when I say this. Why do you think all the aliens created 2,500 different Bibles in 250 different countries to segregate us? And then now you're all supposed to pray to a different God and a different religion. And why do you think they call it pray? So that they can jump in you because you're so powerful. You're so expansive. When you pray to a false idol, when you go through your meditation process through your mind energy instead of your heart energy, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get stuff installed in you. Does that help you?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Now you're supposed to ask me, how do I know that you meditate?
How do you?
See, that's how it works. So when we communicate with harmonics, you actually transfer all the information to and from each other. Now, what you're going to find is everybody is going to be just like me very soon. Like you can't not have that instant communication just through sound and light body energy. I hope that helps you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, Q.
I just
thank
ruined
you
your show,
again.
Didn't I? Sorry,
well,
Q. Sorry, I just ruined your show.
I know, we love it. We love you. I do have a question. I do need to tag on to that one. So when we say that we use our minds to be able to meditate, to pray, et cetera. So to alleviate that, so we only use our hearts to meditate, what would that be?
Yeah, so the most common question I get. So when you're in peace energy, there's no thoughts. Mm-hmm. And because we're so heavy-minded, we would say, if you can't stop thinking as you go into a peaceful state, then you're going outside yourself. So you don't want to leave your body. And a lot of people are capable of leaving their body. And that's exactly what you don't want, because while you're gone, guess who jumps in? Because you still have enough energy in you. Many of the clones are made with maybe 0.1% of a soul in it, and then they fill it up with other entities and so forth. And that's why you see a bunch of red-haired eyes with green-eyed people running around with a very small portion of a light being, and the rest is, you know, a dark entity or a shared entity maybe. And so it is almost impossible to explain in the English language why, and that's why I do the exercises, so you can see the difference, exercise the muscle. If you can't stop thinking, that is your clue. That's the best I can do.
Yes.
God, I just love the rhymes, huh? This silly language. here's how devious this language is. Okay. Say slowly, dangerous. Say it slowly.
Dangerous. Oh, no.
Okay. And my favorite one is govern. My favorite one, say slowly, government.
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 Oh.
Okay, so government.
Yes.
And then the T is the consonant, and that's the black magic. That's actually a spell. So when we use this language, because we're so powerful, the English language is designed for these very powerful people. That'd be you and me. And so when we create that black magic, we're actually installing the power of that word and enforcing it. And that's why you have so many of these belief systems on this planet that are being reinforced over and over with this language.
Okay, amazing.
And that's
okay.
why I make fun of Billy when he says end less love. So we're gonna give end to less love. So we're actually gonna give people less love if we say endless love. And I can't find a word to fulfill what Billy's saying. Like he's right. His intentions are magical, but. So here's the best I got is those words are upside down for sure.
Yeah, so what would you say instead of unconditional or endless? What would you say?
In the universe, here's what's normal. Doesn't sound like a word, does it?
No, but the sound is beautiful.
Yeah, so it's an energy. It's an energy you're transmitting. It's not, we don't use words where we come from. None of us use words where we come from. We use energy.
That's beautiful. So can we repeat that? Can you repeat that again?
Everybody can. You don't need me.
Well, I know, but I just want to... Okay, if you could do it again.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, so this is, I believe, the actual question. How do you transmit the intentions and feeling of the word you believe you're representing? And here's how I would do it.
Yes. That's beautiful, but is there a specific language in terms of, or is that just the universal language of that?
All harmonics are a universal language.
Okay. All right, that's beautiful.
We live in frequencies. So any frequency you want to represent, you can. And so if you want a light frequency, you want a heavy frequency,
yeah,
that's our natural state of communication, is why I speak very firmly, because I want it to infuse the information that has nothing to do with the words I'm giving you.
Yes. Mm. Okay. We got that. We have right now, just looking at the time element here, and of course we know that there's no time. I'd like to continue if you...
Let's go. Let's get it going. I'm excited.
Okay. All right, guys. This is so amazing. All right. Let me go ahead over here. 843 ending in 8176.
Hey, King. My name is Henry from North Carolina. It's real nice to meet you. You're very interesting. I don't have any questions. You're just, I guess you're communicating way over my head. But anyway, I just want to let you know that I'm enjoying everything. And if you got any comments, that would be great.
Well, Henry, thank you for saying hello to me. It is my great honor to participate in these calls because I get to learn more than you are learning, because I don't get out and... for many reasons, a little popular these days, as you can imagine. So, Henry, I mean, I think it's just a blessing that you have an opportunity now to share some of what you've experienced today, and ask yourself, your family, what if we questioned everything? What if all of our beliefs weren't designed by us? What if you came to this planet and you're the only human here, what would you believe in? And that's why I do these calls, because I'm questioning the integrity of all of our beliefs, because we inherit them from our family and our ancestors. And so far, I don't believe our choices have been all that great here. And so I thank you for reaching out to me and saying hi, and I am always here, and I'll continue doing these radio shows because I want to learn more and more from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Love you very much, and I'll hand it back to someone else.
Okay. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Now we have a caller here, and that is 312 ending in 1293. 312 ending in 1293. Sounds like Chicago area. Hello.
Hello. Hi. This is LaVert Orange. Calling from Madison, Illinois.
Yes, welcome.
I have a question for Q, and also I have one for Zora, but I don't think he's on the call or not. I've been watching y'all for years, and I had a lot of experiences as a child all the way to now. When I was a child, I'm trying to make it long, but I've been trying to talk to somebody that knows about these things. When I was a child, I was seeing shadow people, shadow beings. I had all different types of dreams going on. And then when I got with my ex-wife, these beings would show up in her body. And they was explaining to me who I was. It's real deep, but I really had to talk to you guys separately somehow. But a long time ago, back in 2016, I believe it was 2013, I was playing my video game, and all of a sudden, I heard these voices coming through the speakers. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was the game at first. But as I was listening, it started to sound strange to me. It didn't sound normal to me. So I just want y'all to hear just a little bit of it, of what I captured. I'm going to just play a little bit of it just so y'all can listen. Excuse my language.
What the hell is that?
All right, so I'm playing the game, and I just, all of a sudden, I just heard this. I don't know what the hell this is. No matter how I turn it up, it's still the same.
Okay, okay. I have enough to give you the answer if that's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. All right. So the easiest way to communicate with frequency is with another frequency. Okay. So what do you believe is a frequency? Well, that'd be, you can have a transmitter,
sure.
Or a transmitter receiver, which would be an electronic piece of equipment. Okay. And when you play video games, how do you play them? You put a headset on?
You said, how do I play them?
Yeah, you put a headset on? You put a headset on?
Yeah, sometimes I do, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, why is it, here should be a big clue. These are questions, not answers yet. You'll get the answers. Not from me, from yourself. When we're starting to communicate about these communications, we're going to call them, how do you feel?
Okay.
little disturbing, aren't they?
I can't really explain it.
They're a little disturbing,
yeah.
Aren't they? Okay.
It is.
Now, there's
yeah.
your clue. I don't feel good when I get this communication, okay? So there's your first clue, and this is part of us exercising with our muscle, okay? And I'm dead serious about getting used to feeling our choices and our experiences instead of using our mind. And so this is a really great accomplishment you've just achieved because you're seeing a delta. You're seeing a difference. Okay, so now when this happens, tell me when it happened. Okay, it's a loaded question.
2013.
So notice that it happened in the past. Okay, so I'm trying to be flip here and redundant. If it's sustaining itself in you, it has locked on, and this is where the emotional, say, attachment and abductions are happening. Okay, so we were designed 100% to have a humongous telephone on our head to be abducted. Now,
right.
I can talk about who killed JFK every day. The only time I get attacked, which is every day, is by aliens. As soon as I explain to you that you're being abducted, if you keep believing in the abduction that you're not sure what it is, I'm not sure how it got there, the thoughts that are not yours are the abductions. It's so subtle that we don't recognize it, okay? And that's why I do these shows. Now, the real key is, why am I still being abducted? And I'm going to tell you why. Here's your real question, here's your real answer. Because you're really valuable. That's why. Because you're super powerful. You keep reinforcing the abduction. You go, hey, this thing exists. That's how they exist. Because we're creating this universe right in front of our eyes every minute of every day. And we don't even realize it. See, as the host said, there's literally no such thing. And this is why they used me in the space programs and the hyperspace programs, is once I was implanted, I didn't know how to control our abilities. They channeled the abilities. You're the same way. The video games are the same way. And it looks like this to them. They're like, okay, so if he doesn't even know that he's a spirit, I can just hijack his mind and let him drive the boat, and he doesn't even know he's driving a boat. Okay, and that's what's really going on here. It's the hyperspace capability you have, they don't have. Okay, there's no such thing as time, and there's no such thing as space. There's no space. There's no limitation to space. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. And that's why free will is so delicate and unbelievable, because you can remove this and many other beings from your choices, but it's up to you to make that choice. And that's why I do my best to say, go with it.
And you're right about that, because it's so much that I know and people don't listen to me, but it's fine. But everything you be saying, because I heard you in the last call, you're right about a lot of things you said as far as going. And that's how I get all my answers. I go within myself, and people don't fully understand what I mean by that. But
yeah, you know, it's a tough conversation because our words don't allow it. There are no English words to explain the difference between mind energy and peace energy, soul energy, light being, whatever you'd like to use, because they separated the chakras and they removed all the DNA. As an example, the reason Jesus did so well here is he had no DNA, as an example, hindering his soul coming in. So it can actually work both ways. You can have a lot of DNA. So if you're a bloodline family like the Rothschilds, they might have 5-6 strands of DNA and have IQ in the multiple thousands running around pretending to be stupid like us. And then you can go the other way and not have any DNA and have all of your consciousness back, and you won't believe in anything here. So it's quite a game here, but I assure you that if you are playing with entities from the past, they're still with you. That's the best I can do for you. Super easy to remove. And here's how it goes. So now you're going to command your spirit. You're talking to yourself. I command my spirit to remove anything in me that's not authentically me now. And you do it 3 times. Shake your hand. Do whatever you want. Do voodoo dance. I don't care. You should be able to do it instantly if you've been exercising. But if you do it in 3s, that's a really good number. Snap your finger if you need to. But you can literally call out. Do not use your mind. You must do it verbally. I command my spirit to remove anything in me that's not authentically me now. And it just worked for you right now. So notice you feel differently.
Right, I understand. And I just want to say just one more thing. I had a dream of people inside the moon. I had a dream of me being a ball of light. I had a dream of me looking like Zeus. I'm not going to lie to you. Basically, I was a god. I had a dream that I was back in Egypt. I was a prince. I was a prince in Egypt, and I seen how the pyramids was built. They were built with, it was like 3 separate parts of the pyramids, and it was pure gold. And there was no spaceships putting the pyramids together. It was like they were doing it with their minds. And I also had a dream of me creating the earth. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a dream of me creating the earth with my own thoughts.
What do you think we're doing here?
And also I had a dream, literally, this is physical. I had a dream of me going to a whole different body. I had a dream of me going through some water, and I went through a whole different body. And I couldn't move in that body, but I was somewhere that was totally different from Earth. And then I came back to this body again. And I also had a dream of dying in my sleep.
Let me show you how this works. It's really the answer. Okay. So first of all of your dreams are 100% true, every single one of them. Okay. Now, what's really fun to do with your dreams is if you could have all of the dreams you've had since you lived here. And if you put them all together, you'll find that all the stories will start lining up collectively. Okay, so we're going to use me as an example. This year, no different than me, okay? When we come from...
Right.
This is proof that we're all evolving, and we got to get used to with these communications, because, you know, it's quite a change to go from 0 to 100 overnight. But basically, when you come out of the central crystal, the central universe, into this multiverse, you take your light body and you can fractionalize it. So in my case, we're going to just use Earth. I have many fractions of my light body. I primarily have several sources of light in a body on this planet. And even though I have an overview of portions of my light in them, and I know I'm preaching to choir, well, you can do that in real time, and you're calling it your dream state, but it's not your dream state. It's you spreading out because you want to, you're going to take a portion of that light bulb, and you want to go over there, and then you want to go over there, but you're doing it simultaneously. You can be in 100 lifetimes in one time right now. Does that make sense?
Hold on one second. Let me just go ahead and bring him through one more time. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, right. I understand exactly what you're saying, just like with the source.
Notice they like that phone call? See, that, and they don't want, a lot of individuals do not want us to be communicating about this, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? So, exactly, you can go, I'll give you a small exercise if you're savvy, but this is for the audience. Okay, this is how consciousness, life, being, spirit, can fractionalize, okay? So you and I, where are you located?
Located in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, so, okay, here we go. So you and I are going to come over to Chicago, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay? We're going to go up, and we're going to use our imagination, and we're going to go up outside your house. We're going to get on the magic carpet, and we're going to go to Hawaii. And you're going to envision me on my carpet. Cool carpet, huh? And so we're going to get on the carpet, and we're going to fly over to Hawaii. We're going to go to Waikiki. And we got our bathing suits on, and then we're going to go drop down, and we're going to go hang out on the beach with the bands, okay? And we are sitting there on Waikiki and watching everyone surf. We're watching all the waves come in. It's 85 degrees. We can't wait to go to dinner, and you can see it. Okay, you just fractionalized your spirit to go envision it because you're actually there. So you are actually there.
Okay,
I see exactly
what you mean. Okay.
Okay, so that imagination that we use to go take you to Hawaii, you actually did go there because that was a universe you just went and created.
Right.
And that's why I do this work. That's how incredibly powerful we are. So if you wanted to put more of you, and see, this is how I do it. And then that's why we don't want to give me an identity because people go, how can you be at more than one place at one time? Well, that's actually very common. So when you use your imagination to go say, hey, I want to go see what Hawaii looks like, and then this is how the remote viewers are doing it. They're actually taking a portion of their spirit, their soul, and they're actually going there. Okay, and so the more you exercise with it and get comfortable with it, you'll reinforce it. And forgive me, you know, I just want to find an avenue with Billy and being comfortable to, you know, make this step collectively and create maybe, you know, collaboration centers so we can all exercise and get used to doing this because you could literally take your physical being and go to Hawaii the same way we took our, say, our spirit being and went to Hawaii. So those days are coming.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay. I understand.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much for your questions and your information.
It's a great question, and that's you should be very.
I can contact you guys.
Yeah, so hey, what I want to say is it's a work in progress. It got me pretty busy, as you can imagine, but it is my excitement to get more of these calls, one of the best calls I've ever had, by the way, and you should be very, very, very excited about your accomplishment, recognizing the difference.
You bet. Thank you. All right. All right, Q, I think we'll do, yes, we're going to go ahead and do probably maybe 15 minutes, and then I think we shall call it an evening with Q.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, so here we go. All right, next person is 352, ending in 0944. Hello.
Hello, Jane. Q, this is Roberto from Florida. And
How do you?
Yeah, I'm just fine. I've noticed since you said the they don't want you to hear the conversation that your phone call started going bad. And my situation is very similar to what that gentleman was talking about. Because it was
yes.
I'm attacked at night when I go to sleep. And mm-hmm. it happened after my wife's brother passed away in February 2013. And what happens is when I'm in that realm between being awake and asleep, that's when they come and they – there's times where I can fight them off when I know I'm in there. But there's times I don't realize that I'm there. And they attack me in a sense where I have to fight them. I've had to fight ETs, different entities. And sometimes they mm-hmm. grab me and they paralyze me. And I'm just trying to find out, is that part of the being
okay.
Abducted?
Yeah. Okay, so I have enough information for you. Okay, because first of all, when you first got on the call, I recognized that the sleep paralysis that these individuals focus on is the emotional body that they're scavenging from you. So please reconfirm for my own validation that you're being paralyzed when you're sleeping and or mid-sleep, half-sleep.
Yes, when in between, when I have difficulty falling asleep was late. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I guarantee it will stop if you work more with your heart center instead of your mind center. And so we'll use me as an example. If I am attacked in the same, I've had many of the same experiences as you, and I'm not recommending and endorsing this methodology, but because I have help, what we do on my side is I'm very patient when I get attacked. It's gone away for many, many years now. Maybe once a year, someone will get a little cocky. But basically, I allow them to attack me. And the reason you do it initially is because the fear about not being attacked and defending yourself is actually the emotional body they want you to have. So when you get scared, as an example, or you say, I'm going to fight back, I'm going to get these guys, that's what they really love. That's why they do it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that emotional body that you live in your dream state is very valuable to these individuals. Okay. Because you are very neutral. Sometimes you astrally travel, you leave your body, and they know it. They can see it. That their technology is very vast. Okay. And so as you're astral traveling, leaving your body, which I do not suggest, of course, everyone can do it.
Right.
You're able to get lazy basically and not protect yourself, and of course they jump in. Now here's how you destroy them. It's very easy. I think the best one I've heard on Earth so far is probably Jason Quick. Is it Quit or Quick? He has an entire book on it, and he was challenged with this for many, many years, like myself. And basically, I'm not endorsing the way I do it, but here's how I do
right.
it. So if I was attacked in my mid-sleep, I watch the entity attack me because I need to see what direction it's coming from, because they do
right.
have a direction. Okay. And as soon as you understand the direction, what you do is you make a spiral from the middle of the planet through your body, the electromagnetic etheric field of the planet. You can actually channel light through your, if you want to call it imagination, you can, but it's through you, through your heart center, and you spiral it at the being, and it will be destroyed very quickly. Now, you can go the other way, too. You can go from the central crystal of the universe, and that electromagnetic etheric field, if you'd like to call it that, the light body from the universe, you can attack it from that way. So remember, it's infinite. And you can also do both at the same time. So you use the heart center of the planet, the light, it's always going to be light, though. So envision it like a white laser beam hitting the target. They can't stand it. They're gone. This is what you're doing, though. See, when you die as a human being, you think you're dying, but you live forever. Okay, these
right.
beings know that the minute you attack them, they're gone out of the universe forever. forever when you're a being that lives in the universe forever. So you can't be destroyed. They can. And they know it, and that's why they'll never bother you again. See, they're not scared of us in the human body, in the human form. They're scared of you knowing that you can destroy them, and they will never, ever, ever exist again, knowing full well that you live and exist forever. Pretty fascinating, wow. Huh?
Yes, it is. Okay. Because normally what I do...
But just practice with it. It does take practice because, you know, we get lazy when we're sleeping and stuff. But you can practice, you can actually practice with animals. And, you know, you want to be careful. You don't want to hurt anybody. But you can actually,
right.
When you're awake, use the electromagnetic etheric field, envision the light coming out of your body and playing with a butterfly. And I guarantee you to fly one way or the other. You don't want to hurt them. I have made the mistake many times because you will get more powerful. Maybe you play with a bee. Maybe you it's a little more passive. And you'll see that you're able to direct light through your hands, through your imagination. You can do it many ways. Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you.
So
thank
the God source energy, God source energy, they can't handle it. Good day to you.
Thank you very much, Q, Zor, and Jane. Appreciate it.
Standing by.
Hello. Q?
I'm here.
Hi, Q.
Good.
Q, it's Brenna from Canada. Boy, there's lots to remember.
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, Brenda.
Hello, I don't have...
Yes? Brenda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, actually. I just had started to address you. Hello,
yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Q, can you hear us?
Loud and clear.
Okay, very good. Okay, Brenda.
Okay, thank you. Q, I wanted you to address the spontaneous healing. You said we can heal spontaneously. Is it by controlling the mind and commanding our spirits to heal instantaneously?
Correctamundo, removing thought and working with spirit. That's correct. So when we do healing, where I'm at, cancer, broken bones, doesn't matter, everyone can heal instantly if they recognize that they are the practitioner and the healer at the same time. I would also remind everyone that being a healer is the most dangerous job on the planet.
Yeah.
Being a healer?
Could you repeat? Excuse me, Brenda. Could you just repeat yourself because you were fading in and out? Interesting.
Being a healer is the most dangerous job on the planet, but I will reinforce that to be able to heal, like myself and many others, you must teach the patient that they're actually the practitioner, as I assume I'm already speaking to the choir about this. And the tool that you primarily use is the light being and removing the mind energy. So most people believe they're sick because they believe they're sick because they believe they're sick because someone walked up in a white coat and told them they were sick. And so most of the advanced people on this planet don't get sick because they don't believe they're sick. And that's if you really could get an actual study here of who gets sick and who doesn't, you'll find people that are very positive, very, very creative, very forward delivering their essence. They don't get sick. They don't believe they can get sick. Does that make sense? And the reason they don't believe sick is because they don't hang out in their mind thinking, I don't think I can do it. I'm not sure I'm going to do it. God, I hope it doesn't happen. They don't live in fear. So almost everyone who's getting cancer is living in the past. I guarantee you that.
So it's really a game to control the mind at every second, at every moment.
and always be in the heart and always be in the present and always lead out.
Maybe you should get your own radio show because you know more than I do. It's perfect. Exactly right. You don't need me to tell you that because you can tell the difference in yourself. You're just like, wait a minute. Why did I even believe there's even such thing as cancer? And why is there so much propaganda around cancer? By the way, what happened to AIDS? It was so sexy. We were doing well with AIDS. What happened to polio? That one was so exciting. We got so much good juice out of it. By the way, where is the medical disease when you need it the most?
Oh, we're almost done, Q. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I know.
It's unfortunate that that was so garbled.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. They don't want me talking about this.
No, it's pretty clear, Q. They don't want you to talk about that because, you know, in the last few minutes.
We have five
I didn't catch
Brenda.
Any of that.
Pardon me? Okay, we want to just... Okay, 60 seconds, Q. The last few energies, simply send us some beautiful of your love energies tomorrow, and we'll bring greater peace to the people that have been here. We want to thank you so, so very much for our call for today. So,
thank you, and I commend everybody for their incredible success. It is amazing how we've gotten so far. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to co-create and be in your space and your time. Beautiful day to you.
Beautiful energy, beautiful day to you. We are very honored, very grateful to you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. You can re-listen as often as you like for this particular call. It will be on Blog Talk archives in probably about 15 minutes. So much love to all. Okay. Bye-bye.